They're out and about watching sprinklers and checking when and how much you water. The first offense is a written warning posted on your door from the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District. Three of those and you'll have to pay. David Rise is the Weber Basin Water Program's manager.
We notice somebody's just not responding. The consequences would be that we can shut off your secondary water.
And you have to pay a fine to get it turned back on. Now, Rye says they also just want to teach people how to water properly.
Because they do take pride. Everyone takes pride in their lawn. They want a green landscape. They want it to look good. We don't just have this endless supply of water.
And others point out, though, that brown grass is against many cities' codes. And if you let the grass die, like it seems to be at some parks, then that's a lot of money to resod. So some suggestions: check your local city website for watering regulations, and they have free water check programs to help you know just how much you should be using and how you can cut that lawn in a different way. Other strategies to help you not need to use over-watering. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.